Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Well, we're just getting fired up here, friends. This is... There's no better time than right now, friends, to do the right thing, right? I remember MLK Jr. said the right time to do the right thing is right now. And it's true. I want to cover this because this is important. Once you belong to Christ, said Father... Rick Walsh, it's interesting. Scripture tells us not to call anybody on earth Father, but our Heavenly Father. That's a fact. But our Father, Rick Walsh, said, you belong to all others who belong to Christ as well. Friends, listen, okay? Here's your Bible lesson that you're not going to hear in church tomorrow or on your computers tomorrow, right? The Bible is clear that there will be those in the last days that will dare the justice of God. Let me say it this way. They're gluttons for punishment. Okay, because they don't see the bus called judgment, they want to stand in front of it to see if he really means what he says. Well, let me tell you this. He who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. You have still yet to learn that the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. It's true. And blessings and or curses. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Why? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. Their form, friends, is in their clothes, period. But denying the power thereof, from such turn away, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. And then I think about this, too. You know, you hear this all the time. Bradley, who are you to judge? No. I'm giving you the judge's word, and I'm making reference to his government. Deuteronomy 25:1. And condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Okay? Because his government has the last word in every given case. Period. Okay? Bradley, don't judge me. I'm giving you the judge's word. If you're talking about condemnation, well, Bradley, I don't want you condemning me. Well, let me do this. Okay? I'm just going to go over to John 3, and I want to make clear on this. So people understand. When you take the word of God out of context, twist not Scripture the way Satan twisted Scripture. Here's an answer back. Okay? I'm answering someone's objections to what I'm saying right now. Well, you're judging me. No, I'm giving you the judge's word. And it's interesting how those that don't know the word of God, they always know how to say, thou shalt not judge. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture, please? Because if you're talking about Matthew 7, keep in mind what it says right after that. Cast not that which is holy to the dogs. Then he starts to talk about the false prophets. Then he starts to talk about those that name the name of Christ. Well, here in Timothy it says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. But it also says, they say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have we have not healed? Have we not done this, that, and the other thing? And the Lord's going to look at them and say, I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. Keep it in context as to how Paul meant it when he wrote the two-thirds of the New Testament. Now, this is in Matthew, by the way. Keep it in context as to how Paul was inspired to write the word. in context. It's nothing but judgment. But now, for those that don't know the word, which is in most cases, I want to go over, because people will say, well, Bradley, you're judging me. No, you're using the wrong word. You feel condemnation right now, right? Well, it says in John 3:17, it says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, right? But see, friends, but that the world through him might be saved. Listen carefully. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that holds his heart is not condemned. He who walks in spiritual liberty by the power of the Holy Ghost is not condemned. He who is compliant and submissive, bearing his cross unto Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Believers don't sin. And if they do, they go back to the blood and repent in 2 Corinthians 7:10. Now listen, verse 19, chapter 3, John. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light. Those that say, why are you condemning me? What they're really saying is, listen, I love darkness rather than light. And the fact of the matter is, I don't want that light. That's what they're saying to you. Who are you to judge me? No, don't tell me how I'm supposed to live my life. We do that which is right in our own eyes, which is the oldest sin in the book, and it's called idolatry. Okay? Thou shalt have no other gods before me means just that. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, period. But if we haven't done that, then it's condemnation. Conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's what the Holy Ghost is working out in you right now. So you're either going to take it and hear it, or you're going to reject it. Again, the condemnation is that light is coming to the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds. Those that are saying, don't condemn me, don't judge me, their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Listen. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Amen. Amen. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with the world. Remember, Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ, whereby I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. Hey, folks, the cross has meaning, right? It has meaning. Jesus said, deny yourself and take up your cross. If you've done that, there is no condemnation to you. But let's go back to this. Romans 1:32, we're talking about blasphemy. We're talking about the priest in New York. Who said Christ is a lesbian, Christ is gay, Christ is bisexual, transgender, and queer. I have a question for you, America. How many times have these priests been busted for pedophilia, and he's telling you exactly who he is? This is how you normalize the crime. Remember when the witch Madonna back in the 90s said, concerning the whole gay agenda? Remember she and Britney Spears kissed on MTV for the world to see, and remember they began to push the whole gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, advocating for what God condemns, right? She said, just keep it out there. They'll accept it sooner or later. Was she right? Apparently so, because this hasn't been stopped yet. How many crimes do these priests need to commit against children? This guy's coming out and telling you exactly who he is. And he's emboldened to do it. Why? Because the church in America doesn't preach out against it. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media. It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Okay. Hey, listen, people are asking about stuff I've got hanging around over here. If you want to check it out on the store, please do. Friends, please also consider, we're not a begging ministry, as you well know, but please consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty. Go to the store on sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out membership. That's how we stay out on the air here, for the record. You can also see other things that we have. We have statements on T-shirts where we're taking a bold stand. We have dog tags. We got, you name it. We got testimonials. We got comic books that are done by Marvel concerning my testimonial. So we got everything that's needed to reach this generation concerning biblical biblical information, regardless if it's on a T-shirt or a dog tag or a testimonial book or whatever the case might be. Or if you want a testimonial for free, you can give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, and we'll get one sent out to you, 1-866-233-0747. And if you do support us, thank you very much. We totally appreciate it in so many different ways. Let's get back to this because, folks, this stuff fires me up. Blasphemy. Racing to destruction. Priest in New York said that Christ is lesbian, Christ is gay, Christ is bisexual, Christ is transgender and queer. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. You know, someone told me something about the sodomites. They want to insert their history into textbooks in public schools. They don't have a history. The history is, friends, they dare the justice of God and God drops judgment upon them. I mean, folks, if you left it up to two men being with two men, there wouldn't be me and you here to hear about it right now. Or two women together, we wouldn't be here to hear about it. They don't have a history. But I'll tell you, friends, they're going to learn from that history the hard way. That he who does spit against heaven is going to fall on his own back if they don't take heed to the word of God. And by the way, for all those that know homosexuals or lesbians and you love them so much, or they may be your family members, have you told them what the word of God says? Because if you haven't, you don't love them. You hate them. Just call it for what it is. Remember, King David was hated for his love. Remember, Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why? Because he told the world the truth, and he still is today. Racing to destruction is what this priest is doing. Romans 1:32 tells us, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. This is a monster you have to feed. The whole sodomite agenda, this is why they're attempting to normalize it and confuse the up and coming generations. Someone told me the other day, you can't even watch TV anymore without some sort of gay commercial or gay sitcom. Well, then shut it off. Quit supporting them. I haven't watched that garbage in 20 years. Come out from among them. Be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I'll receive you. There's terms, right? 2 Corinthians 6. Go to James 4:4. Let me ask you something. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3. You must be in agreement with it if you're subjecting yourself to the filth. Period. Hey, folks, what are the scripture results of advocating in practice what God clearly condemns? Listen carefully. Here's the history of the sodomites. And it's their future as well if they keep going on in their sin. 2 Peter 2:6, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should after live ungodly. There's your warning. You got it. There's my love. There's the love of the gospel. Okay? I can't convert you. I can't do for you the choices that you need to make. Deuteronomy 30:19. I cannot do it for you. Now, you ready for this blasphemy? July 2nd, friends, just 9 days ago, Paulist priest Rick Walsh offered a reflection entitled, We All Belong to Each Other. At St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in New York City, the parish is the mother house of the Paulist order. No, they're not. On June 25th, 2020, Walsh also was the celebrant for the parish's Pride Mass, sponsored by the Paulist LGBT ministry. If there's a homosexual listening to me right now, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There's no other door to go through. Okay? If they're telling you that the Bible condones this sort of behavior, the choices that you make, it's not there. I'm just here to love you enough to tell you the truth. It's not there at all. The government wants to demoralize you so they can conquer and overthrow you is what this is all about. Well, Bradley, that's insanity. Really? What did John Adams say, the second president of the United States of America? Our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. What were you saying? That's what I thought. 1-866-582-9933. I notice people jump over on live chat and they got something to teach me, but I keep putting the number up there and I'm just kind of hoping that they would call me and call me out for who I really am and what I don't know for everybody to hear. 1-866-582-9933. See, now, like, we have a clown over there right now who wants to start to name call. Give us a call. Call me out for who I am. Okay? Hold the scripture, because if you don't, you're going to show everybody how much of a hypocrite you are, just like you are on Top Chat right now. Folks, I am tired of hypocrites. I am tired of people attempting to poison the well. I'm giving you the pure word of God today. Okay? Let's go back to this. The Paulist priest, Rick Walsh, was the celebrant for the parish's Pride Mass sponsored by the Paulist LGBT ministry out at St. Paul. During his reflection, Walsh said, listen, are they not aware? He said this, friends. Here's the blasphemy. Christ is a woman. Isn't it interesting, the perversion? The man acts like the woman, and the woman acts like the man. It testifies to their very face. They want to normalize this. How many times have I told you there is no stopping when you're dealing with reprobates such as this? God calls this an abomination for a reason. This priest said that Christ is a woman. He said Christ is black. No, he's not. He's Jewish, for the record. In Christ, he said, I'm also black. You know, I wish I would have been there. I'd have stood up and I'd have said, blasphemy. You're a sick-minded criminal and you need to be thrown in jail at least right now. And just think about this. Back in the 70s, he would have been. He said, once you belong to Christ, you belong to all others who belong to Christ as well. You are incorrect. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Few be there that find it. Guess what few means, friends? It means few. Some say that those of us who are LGBTQ, RSTUVWXYZ members, if Christ's body does not belong to the body of Christ, totally denying our baptism. Baptism into what? Come on. We don't need a 3-day conference. Baptism into what? We're crucified with Christ, we're baptized into his death, and we're risen unto the glory of the Father. Baptized into what? Mr. Priest? He would be confounded. He wouldn't know how to answer that. Death to what? Sin. Read Ephesians 2. Folks, this is blasphemy. This is heresy to the max. This isn't a church of Jesus Christ. This is a church of Satan. He said, are they not aware that we who are LGBTQ are also living now in Christ? No, you are not. You've deceived yourselves all the way to hell. And you know the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. There's nothing right about your thought process in any sense of the word, even for a reprobate. That's why the Lord calls this an abomination. He said that we are Christ. Christ is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. Now, I'm sure, friends, he's probably got 5 people in his church. He's probably got his crucifix turned upside down because the doctrine that he's preaching does just that, by the way. He said, in Christ, I'm lesbian. He said, in Christ, I'm gay. I'm a bisexual, transgender, and queer. He's a sick joker, man. Once you belong to Christ, you belong to all others who belong to Christ as well. Jesuit priest Donald Godfrey once wrote something strangely similar. So you folks, you can only imagine what these people are doing behind closed doors. And it sounds like they're advocating on the behalf of the agenda that the government continuously perpetuates against all of us in this country. Why? Because if they can demoralize you, they can control you. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back in just a minute.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States has seen another record-breaking day with over 66,600 new coronavirus cases, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. That's up from the previous daily record of 63,200 and marks the third time in less than a week the country has hit an all-time high for new confirmed infections. The United States has now seen 3.18 million COVID-19 cases and more than 134,000 deaths due to the virus. Parts of the country are scrambling to shut down once again. Bars, restaurants, and the young have made their way into the crosshairs of governors in southern states where the virus is surging. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster issued an executive order to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages after 11 p.m.
This executive order will prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages at all South Carolina restaurants and bars after 11 p.m.
This is USA Radio News. A North Carolina state senator says he's tested positive for COVID-19, the first known public case for a General Assembly member. Senator Danny Britt, a Robeson County Republican, said that he's received the positive test yesterday. Britt, an attorney and National Guard officer, was on the Senate floor earlier this week as the chamber debated bills and cast votes. The full legislature isn't expected to return to work now until September. Nationwide, at least 75 legislatures in 28 states have tested positive for the coronavirus since the start of the outbreak. Five people are dead and more than 40 have been arrested after an early morning hostage situation at a long-troubled church near Johannesburg, South Africa. A statement said police and military responded to reports of a shooting at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, where they found four people shot and burned to death in a car and a security guard shot in a different car. Six other people were injured. Police say they rescued men, women, and children who had been held hostage and appeared to be living at the church. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you guys down there, GCN. You guys are doing awesome. High-fiving you right now. Big bump. Check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 15 articles there, 13 to 15 every day, combating the lies. Go to the right side, join us on YouTube, and join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to Before It's News. We're on the front page, Before It's News. Click us on, join us on live chat. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We have Jennifer calling from Los Angeles or Louisiana. Which one is this?
Louisiana.
I used to tour down there back in the 90s. Thanks for calling in, Jennifer.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey.
So, you seem like you wanted somebody to call in and
I have nothing better to do with my time. I only get about 200 to 300 emails every day. Not like I'm looking for something to do, but I get what I do, Jennifer. Just so you know, I got screens in front of me right now, and I have people taking shots at comments that I'm making on live chat. So what I do is
I was in your chat. You know
there you go.
I'm Jennifer.
LaFont,
formerly
right?
LaFont, formerly known as Jennifer Veterans for Truth. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I got you. I know exactly who you are, and you do your own show as well, don't you?
Yes, I do. Oh. I do. I've actually been, I don't know if you knew, but I was demonetized for being Christian, for standing up for Brother Spell down in Louisiana, the one that was arrested for continuing to have service.
Yep.
And I did a compilation of people that had hands laid on them and stuff and said that that's how they got through the coronavirus. YouTube demonetized my entire channel. And, you know, we have in Chicago, that church has gone underground because of BLM and LGBTQ and Antifa, as well as all of these other things. And yet we don't hear anything from these talking heads of even Big Eva, you know, or even the Southern. Well, we hear too much nonsense from the Southern Baptist Convention, but
I'll get to that in a minute. I did want to answer something that you were saying, though. YouTube did the same thing to us, and for the record, this ministry doesn't sit back and roll with the punches, because we're not going to roll over in the face of those that want to go ahead and trample our blood-bought rights. So we've actually got a couple attorneys working on big tech companies that are thinking that they're just going to go ahead and do the same thing to us. But you'll notice, Jennifer, the people that are actually standing up against the big tech, they're winning. And that's what people need to know. We need to stand up. We don't roll over in the face of this kind of stuff. They are not above the law. And the fact of the matter is, we are the law, and we have to take the law to them. And if that's our only recourse is to lay a lawsuit on them, then so be it. It's not like we invited the fight. They did. They're attacking us, and we're responding lawfully. Amen.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you are doing that, because I'm just like, you know, just me by myself. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
When enough cases are won, they're going to see what's going to happen here sooner or later, Jennifer, is the doors are going to be cracked open. What they don't want you to do is get them to discovery, because if you get them to discovery, it's all over, because they're going to find in discovery what they have been doing from the top to the bottom, not just to one person, but to literally millions of Americans, not just in America, but on a global basis. And I'll tell you what, the attorneys are going to have a heyday going after them and milking them for everything that they've got. Now, I'm not one to go ahead and advocate that again, but I do want to make clear we're doing what we have to do, not what we want to do in this particular situation.
And we do need to do that. I mean, nobody's standing up for anything, and we all know you cannot give these people an inch, because they'll take 17 miles, not just
that's
one.
Exactly right.
They'll take all of them, and that's what we're seeing right now. I mean, they're like, oh, nobody's doing anything, let's just keep the churches closed for the rest of the year.
Yes.
All right,
it's insanity.
Let's get back with masks on. What?
Yeah. Jennifer, I thank you for kind of breaking up my boredom over here, and I thank you for really looking out for me and taking the time to pick up the phone and say, Bradley, you know what? I noticed nobody was, you know, just for the record, Jennifer, I'm the radio show guy that makes reference to the Word and the Constitution. There's nothing to debate. People love to debate. And if they can't debate, guess what? Well, they just move on to the next guy that'll give them a reason to throw their opinion in there. I don't care about opinions. I care about our freedom right now.
Exactly.
And if we want our freedom, we're going to have to fight for it right now. And I'm in a fight right now, and I'm not going to sit here and pillow hand a bunch of people that just want to tell me what they think. If they're not in the fight, I don't really care what they have to say. I'm not being disrespectful. That's just where I'm at right now. I got to ask you.
That's how it is.
Amen.
That's how it is.
Amen. Yeah, and you're in the fight, too, as well. And thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, I got one question, and I have to go. I got to finish the show. Where are you at in Louisiana?
Lake Charles.
Oh, you're kidding me. I used to tour from Minnesota all the way to Iowa, to Kansas City, to Oklahoma, to Texas, and then we'd take a left, and then we'd go to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and play a place called Pinochles. And that was one of the tours that we were put on back in the 90s. But it's a small world, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, kiddo. I totally appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Bradley.
Bye. Now, if anybody else wants to call in because they feel sorry for me, just for the record, I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for those people that want to take shots. Pro or con, man. This isn't one of those shows that's going to not take your phone call. Because you have something in the contrary that you want to make concerning your point. That's not this show. It's pro or con. And if you're going to take shots, friends, in this particular case today, right now, I want you to call us up and I want you to set us straight in front of everybody. I've been waiting for that phone call for a long, long time, friends. And we haven't gotten it. But I do appreciate Jennifer taking the time to do that. I have a radio playmate now, okay? She does radio as well. And I believe she does a good job over there. I've seen a couple of her shows, and I've seen her on live chat. And, I totally appreciate your phone call. Jennifer. And anyways, let's get back to this because I want to make a couple points because people are alluding to some of the things that I'm going to cover in just a moment here, okay? So what we got here in New York City, blasphemy, racing to destruction, a priest in New York saying Christ is lesbian, Christ is gay, Christ is bisexual, he's transgender and he's queer. Whew. We're talking about the Son of God here, friends. It's dangerous business. One guy said, Jesuit priest Donald Godfrey, it's Donald. It's not. There's no D at the end. D-O-N-A-L. He said, if God must be become Asian or African, then God is also some sense queer. Listen how sick-minded these people are. It is less appropriate for gays to imagine Jesus as gay than for African Christians to picture him as black Asian Christians as Asian. If you say, Bradley, what are you talking about right now? I'm just reading what he said. He said the queer Christ meaning has become a cornerstone of so-called Catholic LGBT ministries. Folks, these people are on the docket. They're plants. They're allowed to do what they're doing. They're not churches. Okay? They're pushing an agenda to demoralize America, to upend your Constitution, to bring in a new form of government. Oh, and record, nobody advocates the LGBT communities more than Donald Trump does. And if you say to yourself, Bradley, that's not true, I would say to you, you are incorrect. You better pull that curtain back just a little bit further, and you don't have to pull it back too far to find out what he really stands for. This is happening in New York right now. Okay? Huh. In conclusion, when looking through Scripture, you can find nowhere it highlights sexual crimes against children, which is the end aim of the sodomites. Let me give you that information. Kevin Jennings, the Safe Schools Czar, appointed unlawfully by Barack Hussein Obama, the sodomite foreign plants himself, he had said, Kevin Jennings did, of North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, where they would carry signs to gay pride parades. By the way, they're also monitored by the FBI, or at least they used to be. Now they're protected by them. But their slogan is sex before 8, before it's too late. That's what the end aim is here, okay? I want to go to that for a moment. You can find nowhere in Scripture where it highlights sexual crimes against children. Nowhere. Again, which is the end aim of these radical sodomites? Well, why, you might ask? Well, it's because the children of Israel, understanding the judgment and fear of God, listen to this carefully. Knew not to go there. You just didn't go there. They feared God. Proverbs 16:6, they departed from iniquity, lawlessness. However, it does share the mind of God when and if the law of God is violated. Okay? You ready for this? What happens if you touch a fatherless child? Well, Exodus 22:22-24 says, if you afflict a fatherless child, the Lord said, you shall not afflict any fatherless child. By the way, if you look at the kids that are being used to the CPS, Child Protective Services, and you're seeing all these kids that are disappearing, friends, these are the ones that are made an easy prey, and that really gets to my heart in a big way, right? Those little people. And I believe it's God's heart. That's another show, and we need to cover that. But the Lord said, you shall not afflict any childless or fatherless child. He said, if thou afflict him in any wise, and that fatherless child cry out at all unto me, he said, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless. Whoa, that's Scripture? Oh, yeah, it is. You want a better one? In the New Testament, that's the old. Here's the new, Matthew 18:6. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believeth in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. You just don't go there. But guess what, friends? They are. We'll be right back. One more segment. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, final segment, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, check us out online. Do so. Sign up, as a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you will get an email every day with those 13 to 15 articles that are written combating the lies of the CIA-controlled media. We're talking about blasphemy, racing to destruction, priest in New York City, right? He calls it a church. And he said Christ is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. I also want to make reference to this, and then I need to get to my last topic. In 1987, Michael Swift wrote the Homosexual Manifesto, and it was entered into the congressional record. So the government all the well knows since the 80s. And again, just stop there. There's another thought. Watergate, for those that did not know what Watergate was about, friends, that was a pedophile ring cover-up in government in Washington, D.C. And that's all you have to do is look to Daddy Bush, and you'll begin to understand the whole game. Okay? He's in hell now where he belongs. He wanted to dare the justice of God, and he found it now, only to find out that he's been lied to. His whole life, now he's going to be in hell for eternity. You know, Jesus talks about hell 54 times, friends. And we don't turn to Jesus because of hell as the consequence. No, we turn to the Lord. And I'm talking about Jesus because of the fear of God. We sin before God. We don't sin before hell. Hellfire preachers, friends, is not scriptural. I want to make clear of that. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. Read Acts 20, verse 21 when you get a moment. Okay? We're sorry for breaking God's moral law, Exodus 20, Galatians 3, 24. But we were talking about racing to destruction. And I want you to know what this is all aimed at. It's aimed at the kids. And I want to make clear that you understand government's known about this for a long time. It's in their congressional record, the Homosexual Manifesto. If you have not read Michael Swift's Homosexual Manifesto, friends, they want you to believe that it's a satire, but it's exactly what's being played out in living colors today. Exactly. Oh my goodness. It is criminal from the very first sentence to the very end. And for some reason or another, they're the victims? Whoa! Insanity, right? Okay, so let's get over to this. Reuters, a bunch of secularist reprobates, are doing what the church should be doing. What'd they do? Well, they called out the televangelists in mega churches that Trump supporters are being bought off. Did you know that? What's the price, friends? The soul of America. Make clear, nobody warned of covetousness more than Christ. Okay? Did you hear about the two men that were walking by a large estate? One man asked the other, "I wonder what it cost him." The other man, in his spiritual understanding and wisdom, replied, "His soul." That's right. Hey, folks. If Jesus is not warning about covetousness, Luke 12:15, then he's asking for what is it a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man gain in exchange for his soul? Matthew 16:26. I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said in Matthew 19:24, "Again, I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Then it is Paul telling us, "For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain that we can bring nothing out." 1 Timothy 6:7. I mean, folks, it's sad. It really is. Some people are so poor, that's all they have is money. The richest people in the world are the most miserable people in the world. We do a whole show on that. We should do that again. We haven't done it in years. Folks, do these that adhere to riches, Matthew 6:24, serving God and mammon? You can't do it. Choose one or the other. Don't they understand that riches profit not in the day of wrath? That's what you need to hear. Proverbs 11:4. Do you guys all remember the true story? Much of it was true. Back in the 90s, the movie The Titanic. Do you remember when the rich man, the snotty rich man, took money out of his pocket and he tried to get one of the ship's stewards to get him his own boat, him and his buddies? And he took a big wad of money and he put it in his pocket. And it got to the point where the steward looked at it and threw it. Your money perished with you, man. Your money ain't going to save you from going down with the Titanic. That's the same thing in judgment, friends. And it's absolutely insane that people think otherwise. Now, this brings me to the likes of Judas, who thought he was going to betray the Son of Man with a kiss, which he did. The way that politicians and hirelings in the church are betraying him again today. Luke 22:48. At least we see what it is that their hearts are attached to. No surprise here, due to the fact that this is the same church, along with this administration, that are advocating the murder of the innocent, Proverbs 6:17, sodomy, Leviticus 18:22, school indoctrination, dumbing down the young people, Hosea 4:6, Muslim infiltration, Deuteronomy 28:43, etc. Now, what am I talking about? Washington. Mega churches and other religious organizations with ties to vocal supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump were approved for millions of dollars in forgivable loans from a taxpayer-funded pandemic aid bailout, according to long-awaited government data released this week. Do you see what's going on here, friends? Do you see 1 Kings 13:33 when the corrupt king appointed the baser sort? Why? Because he could control them. And what did he do? He put them up as the leaders of the church, of the leaders in politics. Why? Well, like Benito Mussolini said, scoundrels are easily controlled. Good men, he can't. That's right. Here you have it. Among those approved for loans through the massive government relief program were a Dallas megachurch whose pastor had been an outspoken ally of the president, a Florida church tied to Trump's spiritual advisor and prosperity heretic, leader Paula White, and a Christian-focused nonprofit where Jay Sekulow, the lawyer who defended the president during his impeachment, is chief counsel. Whoa! If it doesn't apply to all of us, it shouldn't apply to any of us. It's not Donald Trump's money to be doing so. These are payoffs, friends. These are bribes. And what's worse is you have these church leaders. Folks, you need to understand that what you see in church leadership in America today is they are set in place to be the standard. I want to tear it down again, and I want to remind you, friends, Jesus Christ is the standard. The best teachers are the teachers that are in the corner. They are the ones that you have to seek out. The church is with the most people. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, rightly said, the church that the world loves the most is the one that God hates the most. That's exactly right. Folks, these people, these Paula Whites, these other individuals, friends, that are taking this money, your money, these bribes, friends, because they support Donald Trump, what's the difference between them and Judas? Absolutely nothing. They're betraying the Word of God. They're betraying the Christ once again. You know, the sad fact of the matter is we're all going to pay the price if we don't clean house. Paula White, as well as we all know, friends, is a heretic, period. She's loony, man. She has no business leading up any church organization. Read the Word of God. The president approved millions of dollars in forgivable loans from a taxpayer-funded pandemic aid bailout, according to long-awaited government data released this week. Wow, that's crazy. Evangelicals played a key role in Trump's victory in the 2016 presidential election. Vice President Creepy Mike Pence spoke at rally last month at the First Baptist Church of Dallas, whose pastor, Robert Jeffress, another hippie child, has been on Trump's evangelical advisory board. The church was approved for a $2.5 million loan. Data showed. Wow. Look at that, friends. So all you got to do is play the Judas, and the president will give you some money. What about any vocal opposition towards the president? How come they're not getting these offers, friends? No, they're hated. They're hated. Nobody can tell. Hey, folks, all those news reporters, they know how far they can go. They know what they better not say, and they know what they better say. Because it's a scripted play out every day of the week. And every once in a while, one will get in there that wasn't scripted. And then you get to see the president for who he really is. Hey, friends, like Judas, these hirelings, read John 15:10, okay? These baser sort appointed by the corrupt in government, 1 Kings 13:33, along with the rest of those who tolerate these sellout Judases, will soon find that selling out the truth only leads to personal and national suicide. And it's exactly what they're doing today, friends. You better know what's going on here. Wanted to remind you as well, friends, there's over 1,104 individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America. How controlled is the mainstream media on the presidential candidacy? You only heard two of them, Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.